boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I'm concerned about you a fair amount of the time, Destiny.
I think everybody is.
I know too much. You know what I mean? And sometimes you say things that I'm like, I have a right.
To be concerned?
To be concerned and be like, it's a good thing I was here.
Mm-hmm.
I found this out a couple days ago that you don't know how to open the trunk of your car.
No, I don't.
And I don't have a lot of clarity on this.
I know, because as soon as I said I don't know how to open my trunk, everybody in that moment stopped and they looked at me. And I think you, might have been you, said, how do you get your groceries in your car?
Yeah, exactly. Or like, I don't know, any large purchase. I know you bought a home recently, and that's your bigger car. So how have you been loading that car?
Okay, let me explain. I know how to open a trunk in vehicles, right? There's usually a button that pops the trunk or the hood, right? I know how to do that. The problem is, when we got this vehicle, for some odd random reason, when you hit that button, the trunk does not open, and it doesn't even unlock.
Okay.
You can't get it to open. The only way you could do that is you have to go inside the car, hit like a latch of some sort, and then boom, it will open. Now, I don't know how to do it. I've tried to have Neighbor Man teach me. I can't figure it out. So that's why I don't know how to open my trunk.
Mm-hmm.
What? And I could get it fixed. It's just like...
Well, I don't think you need to get whatever, as long as it stays shut and is
still randomly open on the interstate.
Right, but why don't you learn? Although, you know what? It's probably a good thing that you don't know.
Thank you. It's always smarter to be dumber, because then you don't work harder.
Well, I just mean because the front seat is already dirty enough. You know what I'm saying? If you had another spot to store your crap.
More crap.
Dumpster on wheels.
Exactly. But if I don't know how to do it, then I don't have to do anything. Then it's all Neighbor Man's job. See? Be dumber, then you don't work harder.
You hear that, kids? Really great advice for the youth.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Sorry.
I mean, my God.
It's her bit, and yet I
serious
forget to turn the microphone on.
I'm here,
on.
Don't worry. And I've got my mom to thank for this Trending with Taylor, because actually she put me onto this, believe it or not.
Kay.
She saw it on the internet before me. That is Punch the Monkey. I'm not saying...
Are we punching monkeys?
No, Punch is the monkey's name.
Oh.
You may have seen, and you probably have seen...
Punch as in the juice, or like Punch? I'm looking into this way too
much. I don't know why he's named that, actually. I don't know. That's TBD. Punch is a monkey who is in a zoo in Tokyo, and he's 7 months old. He went viral for carrying around a stuffed animal. You've probably seen clips. It's super sad. Okay, your heart's going to break and then it's going to rebuild. So stay with me for this story. He was abandoned by his mom. Okay.
Was he abandoned by his mom at the zoo or in the wild and the zookeepers found him? I guess I don't know how they do that.
I believe in the zoo, because...
That's so sad.
He's been raised by zookeepers since then. You know, nature happens.
I have so many questions. Do they keep the mom and the baby still in the same room?
Enclosure? I don't know. I'm not sure
That's
about
so
that.
Sad.
Basically, she wasn't claiming him, wasn't feeding him, wasn't...
Oh,
you
my
know,
God!
She wasn't raising him, okay? She was stressed. Something else was going on. Nature happens, okay? So they gave him this stuffed monkey, which comes from IKEA, I guess. Fun fact. And
they got IKEAs in Tokyo?
I guess. Or they have the internet. I don't know. I have no idea.
There's a thing called the internet, Destiny.
But all of these clips of him not being accepted by the other monkeys have been going viral, where he is in an enclosure and poor guy was getting a beating from these other monkeys. They're tackling him. They're not.
Have they stopped?
They have since then, because then he would run away and go find a stuffed animal and hide in the corner. And
aww.
Heartbreaking. Oh my God. My mom was blowing up my family group chat saying, you guys, this monkey is taking me down. I can't handle this. Somebody needs to get in there for Punch. Well, luckily, over the weekend, Punch got his first hug from another monkey.
Shut up.
He did. Another monkey was protecting him. And aww, he's slowly, he's weaning off of care from the zookeepers who like literally yeah. raised this monkey. And then my mom sent me this morning, an update is that he started taking steps on his 2 feet instead of walking on all fours. Aww. So he's coming about.
Did they give the monkey, the stuffed monkey to the monkey to like almost act as a mother?
Yeah. Like emotional support, like a baby.
Have you ever heard of like cats getting, eggs? Have you?
What?
You've never heard of this?
An emotional support egg?
Like a real egg. Apparently, I haven't tried this. If you give a cat an egg, they will not break it. They treat it like a baby and they will keep it safe. So I was wondering if it was to like keep that monkey's mind busy by giving it a stuffed monkey to take care of.
I don't know what I'm saying. I have no idea, but I think that's the next viral thing.
You, we gave a cat.
And Fat Mochi go viral for an egg baby.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Sound the alarm. We have a code red in my house.
This is that serious. I think that means a poo-poo accident, but I'm just kidding.
What?
I don't know.
I
actually don't know what all the codes are, but we should look into that.
Oh, no, I think that's code brown. Anyways, not that. Code red, because my boyfriend Curly nonchalantly mentioned he would like to decorate the basement, aka he wants a man cave. I just know it. Okay, so here's the thing. I rent. So I haven't put a lot of money, time, energy into like really decorating the place we live in. A little bit upstairs, I would say, more so than downstairs, because that's where we spend the time. We don't hang out in the basement. He watches football down there with his brother, who also lives with us. We have a couch. We have a coffee table. There's a cat tree down there. That's about it. Nothing on the walls. I just don't care. It's very much boy zone to me. So I haven't put a woman's touch on the area. But he mentioned that he would like to start hanging out down there more. He may be able to take his Xbox down there to game. And he's like, I just want to make it more inviting. And while I normally appreciate this sentiment, I'm not sure I can allow this, because what does this mean? I can't. I don't want a frat basement.
Well, there's a chance it will be a frat basement. I have some questions before I can really give my thoughts and opinions on this. Mm. Question number one is, I know he has a gaming room.
Well, kind of, because we have two bedrooms upstairs. One is
your bedroom
where we sleep, and I have the closet in there. The other bedroom, he has all of his clothes. There's like a dresser. He does have a desk that has his gaming setup on it. And then his closet is in there, because your girl, I took
up. So it's not really a gaming room. It's just kind of like, I just happens to have his computer in there.
Yeah, it's a catch-all.
Did he get to decorate that room?
Not really.
Then you have to let him have the basement. The reason I'm saying this, Taylor, is because if you don't really hang in there and you don't really see it, is it going to be a problem? Hear me out. You have to let them have one room.
Okay.
Because if you don't ever give them one room, they're going to eventually want to decorate the whole house. Mm-hmm. If you give them one room, they'll focus on that room. Mm-hmm. And that is their pride and joy. Like, I've let Neighbor Man have the gaming room. It's got all of his Wile E. Coyote, and that's where they are to stay. Nowhere else.
Okay.
The rest of the house is mine to decorate.
I'm like, what about the garage? Can he have the garage?
Does he have anything in the garage?
Like weights and stuff.
Oh, well then, yeah. So
that's your room. I'm sorry, you've run out.
You could put the Playboy, you know, calendar
what,
up
what,
on the
wall. Who said anything about Playboy?
It's the perfect time for a cat story with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Taylor, you have talked about, you know, many dreams, many gigs that you have. And you've only gotten to, that I know, only gotten to do one of them, which was to mow a professional like sports team. You got to do the Cedar Rapids Colonels and you got to mow their field. So that was one dream job for you. Check mark done.
Yeah, I have plenty of others and I'm still coming up with a dream every 5 seconds.
Well, one of those dreams, you would think you're qualified, but you're not, because a cat has already beat you to the punch.
I'd like to act surprised. However, I am not.
Your dream is to be on jury duty.
Oh, God. Hello, government. This is my submission. Please get me out of work so I can do jury duty. It sounds fun.
I heard so many other people who were like, no, thank you. Please pick her every time.
It's like my people watching dream. Uh-huh. I know it's your civic duty, right? I would like to experience. I'm ready.
She's been.
Pick me. Choose me.
Well, a cat has beat you to the punch.
For jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they putting away? I'm actually, can you imagine you got convicted by a cat?
Can you imagine?
That's actually iconic.
Okay, this story, I'm not going to lie, is 16 years old, but it's resurfacing once again on social media and going viral. So I have to tell you this story if you've never not heard of it before.
Not at all.
Sal Esposito is being called for jury duty, or was being called for jury duty, in East Boston. The problem is, he's a cat.
Okay, so they got mail for the cat?
Yes. Well, here's the story, and here's the problem, is that Sal's owner, Guy and Anna Esposito, actually listed Sal on the pet section of the state census form.
Okay.
And that must be where they pick people for jury duty.
From the pet section?
Well, no, and he picked it from the census, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
And he accidentally got through somehow, some way, and was picked for jury duty. And he got it in the mail. So then Anna, the owner of the cat, filed to have him disqualified because he's a freaking cat, okay?
Right, yeah.
And so there's like a couple of items that you can like checkmark to make yourself disqualified. One of them is being, you don't speak English. So they did that. They're like,
fair enough.
Cat
meow.
Cat don't speak English, checkmark. The judge is like, I've heard that a million times. You're just trying to get yourself out of this.
Oh
no, you still have to come to jury duty. So Sal got summoned to jury duty on March 23rd of 2010. She did everything she could, the owner did, even going to the vet and being like, no, seriously, this is a cat, wrote a letter and everything. One thing led to another. The cat ended up getting disqualified from being a jury member, so didn't get to go, but news broke out.
Did the cat ever hit the courtroom?
Not that I know of, but can you imagine? God. They're like, Taylor, please stand up. Juror member Taylor. And then you stand up. Sal, it's a freaking cat.
I'm saying, if I ever choose life as a criminal, I hope that my judgment is made by a cat.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, you've really been fueling the fire recently. My life has been boring, and outside this window is boring. But you keep just coming with the content for Taylor's window update.
I want to make it very clear when I talk about this story. It has to be illegal. Okay?
I'm in. I love it already.
I am not saying you should do this, but I am saying I have done it before.
Okay?
Not proud of it, but I have. Okay. The other day when I was leaving work, I saw something that, well, you don't ever see. That is one car pushing the other car. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, they just got a hatch in the back. No, they hit it and they're just pushing it. Now, I used to, again, don't do this. This has to be illegal in some form of way, right? But me and my dad did this back in the day. In Vinton, Iowa. Cops too late. Can't come for us.
Okay. Was it like you ran out of gas or something?
Yeah. So, yeah, I would run out of gas all the time. You've seen me. I've drove a lot of like dumb dead cars. Okay. Mm. So I had one in high school that it was like, my dad was like, this car's already going to die one day. You can have it. Okay. And the car would die a lot. We couldn't afford a tow truck. So what my dad would do.
Because they're expensive.
They're expensive. Okay. So what my dad would do. As he would take the car that's dead, right? You would open the trunk, put a blanket in, shut the trunk, and then he would take the nice car and hit it. But not too much, because you don't want to dent it. And then we would get it from wherever it was to where it needed to go, and he would just be right behind it, basically pushing it. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. I can completely picture it.
First off, Cedar Rapids is way different than Vinton. Vinton has like nobody driving, right? There's like hardly anybody there.
Yeah, small town versus bigger city.
I would never do it in Cedar Rapids, but I saw it and I'm like, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? Oh, I am.
Okay, I'm not going to, you know what? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Again, I'm not going to tell you to do something illegal. I tried to Google it.
Is it?
generally restricted by law and often illegal except for very short distances in emergencies.
Okay.
But my favorite part about all of this and what I love the most is that he put a blankie on it. I think that's just adorable.
He was trying to protect it.
The same car that died every other day. He was like, this is nice enough to put a blankie on it. We don't want a scratch added on.
We're hosting game night at our house this weekend. And you know how when family comes over or friends come over, you shove everything in the closet? Because you don't want them to know.
About having people in your home, you're like, I know they're going to judge the dust on my baseboards.
There was something so bad sitting out in our living room that we have to quickly, as fast as we can, clean it. Because we're going to get judged.
A body.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Just throwing things out there.
She thinks I've committed murder. Not yet, at least.
Okay.
No. It's 3 Christmas trees. And I know what you're thinking. It's February 24th. What is wrong with you? Lots. Okay. You know, if you haven't heard, I have a rule that the Christmas tree goes up literally day after Halloween.
Yep.
We get those suckers up and we've got 3 of them. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then it does not come down till my birthday. Because I love a good Christmas
tree. Which has now been weeks ago.
February 9th was my birthday. Okay. So yeah, it's been a couple weeks. Just life has gotten out of hand and pure laziness has taken over.
Okay.
But I do not want them to see our 3 Christmas trees up. That's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. So we need to quickly take it down. The problem is, if you don't know anything about me, I have a buttload of ornaments, okay? I think that every inch of a tree needs to be covered in ornaments. And then those ornaments have an individual box. Oh my God. This is going to take hours.
And this is this weekend that you're hosting game night.
Uh-huh.
How close are you with these people? Like, if they showed up, would they be like, okay, we're not close. Like, I'm not close enough to make fun of you. Because I feel like you wouldn't pack that thing up if I was coming over. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. No, they've never seen our house before. So, of course,
oh, my God. Get them away.
And we've never had, actually, you know what? We've never had friends over for, like, game night or for dinner or anything. So, this is our first time. We really want to, like, dress to impress. You know, clean to impress as much as we can. If we really didn't get it up, I don't really think they can say anything. They might poke some jokes, but we went through high school together, so they saw me at before puberty hit, so you
okay.
know. They've already seen me at my worst,
and now it's Christmas in February. I mean, what else could you expect?
We got game night coming up this weekend. Me and my boyfriend neighbor man are hosting my high school friends. We went to their house a couple months ago to have game night. Went well, so now it's time to uno reverse. They're coming to our place.
Which I would argue is more stressful.
It is, because you got to clean the whole house. You want to
take down your Christmas tree.
Well, there's that. I do need to do that. You want to impress as much as you can. The problem is, last time we hung out, I had a mentee bee. Because we were going to their house, and I said I would bring some games. All the board games I thought I had, I lost in the breakup. I had a previous ex-fiance, and apparently a lot of the games were his, and I didn't remember that. So all my fun party games are gone.
Now, question, did you already open your mouth and say, oh my God, I have all these fun games?
Of course I did, Taylor. That's why I had a mentee bee.
Because
now I'm screwed. And we didn't have time to go to Target. We were already 30 minutes late.
So you showed up with like Mall Madness and Uno, My Little Pony version, or what?
Yes, exactly. So I need to get some games for this weekend. And they got to be, you know, your adult, dirty, inappropriate. Why?
Oh, I thought you were going to be like the classics. You know, like Sorry, Monopoly.
Oh, I got those.
Oh.
Boring. When you're going to get drunk and you're going to have game night, you need the filthy, dirty, inappropriate, you might get canceled kind of games. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
You don't have any of those?
Cards Against Humanity.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, exactly like that. So I got to order some.
All right.
And I haven't done it yet.
Well, okay, so question now, because how far are you going to take this? Because there's some filthy ones out there.
I'm going to get them all. The only clean one that I have in my cart right now is Traitors. But I do fear about getting that one, because that one I could see a fight breaking out.
Well, I mean, you openly say that you take things too far on game night anyways.
I do.
I feel like Traitors will end up in real life Traitors. You know what I mean? Like,
if I if I am a faithful and I have to try to figure out the traitors, I'm going to blow up. If I'm the traitor, the game's over in 2 seconds because you know I can't lie for crap.
No, I don't think.
You don't want to come to game night?
I would rather whatever filthy, weird,
inappropriate, dirty game.
Yeah, that you found on the internet than traitors.
It's Tuesday and Saturday night we're hosting game night, which means I just only have a couple more days to get my life together.
Well, not only is it just game night, it's the first time that
we've ever had anybody over at our house.
Yeah, let alone these friends specifically.
Yes, so the pressure is really on. I told you earlier that we still have 3 Christmas trees up. And if you know me, you know I put 1,000+, that's no joke, 1,000+ ornaments on each tree. They're going to take us hours to get through.
Right.
The second thing was that I don't have any board games. I lost them in a breakup years ago. I thought I had them. I don't.
You kind of need games for game night. We're off to a great start.
The only thing I have is like Hallmark Monopoly, and I have a feeling they don't want to play that.
No. I'm going to answer for the room. No, thank you.
The other problem that we're having about game night on Saturday, we have no idea what to serve. So when we went to their house, we had Smokies and I think a dip of some sort. I don't remember much, to be quite honest with you.
Because there was also beer.
Or what? Exactly. Exactly correct. So now they're coming to our house, and a neighbor man's the chef, okay? He can cook like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
And I think he's really taking that on because he wants to impress with a meal.
Yeah.
He's like, we have to cook something real good.
Okay.
His first option was Marry Me Chicken. I don't know if you've seen the viral food on TikTok, but he was thinking Marry Me Chicken would be a good option.
Everybody likes that.
After that, we have no idea what else. We thought about a dip. We thought about spinach artichoke dip.
Okay. Boosh.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we picked a good one. Okay, good.
Okay.
It was between that or buffalo chicken. I mean, one of the two.
Oh, classic. Okay. So here's my fear, because you know me, I'm worrying. If you're trying to out-boosh them, you might be starting an unspoken war. You know what I'm saying?
Go on. I like war.
If you're going back and forth between hosting game nights, because that's fun, right? If you're trying to one-up each other in the
food department.
The food department. At some point, you're going to be eating like filet mignon and things I can't pronounce, like caviar. So just know.
That just stuck with things I don't know how to pronounce because it's too bougie for
me. Yeah, such as. So
is that not kind of like a fun little like?
Well, it is until war? You start like spending 2 paychecks on a piece of meat.
You and I have been out the last couple days because we had to do some planning before downtown. And then the reason we were out yesterday was clean up for downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen you in a while, so let's check in. First things first, a broken nail trying to do downtown prep. And
lost
I'm like
a good man.
How seriously do we take this? You know what I'm saying? Like, do I get my nails done, send the check in?
Oh,
send my receipt in to get reimbursed.
Right, like an injury report.
Yes, like how, or do I just ignore that I lost a good man, my middle finger?
You did.
Wait, it just happens to be the middle finger. That's nice.
That's convenient. You did make a slight scene about it yesterday.
I was so mad.
But I would have maybe expected more out of you.
Really?
I thought maybe like fake tears.
Yes.
I don't know, a call to
HR.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's as far as you want to take it.
Okay, so I still have time to fake some tears. So do I just, my pinky hurts, and go to HR?
Can you get some fake blood on there?
Oh, yeah.
We got to make it convincing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we all have fake blood that we didn't get through through Halloween. I can put some fake blood on there.
Do you still have the tip of the nail that we can do a Viking funeral for?
Yes. Don't ask why I do, but I do.
Wait, you actually do?
Yeah.
Oh my God, let's set it on fire and put it on a boat and send it down the river.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like you always see people asking couples who have been together for years and years, what's the secret to a happy, healthy marriage or relationship? And by doggone it, I might have found it. And really? I don't even have that type of wisdom.
I'm stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I found this one on the internet. Thank you.
Hey, that's called doing your research. So you know
exactly.
When it counts. It counts. You're not that dumb.
There was a survey done that looked at what is called the bedtime gap. Okay. This is the amount of time between one person going to bed versus the other one if you don't go to bed at the exact same time. And this research revealed that average couples only go to bed together 3 nights a week. Okay, that's getting in bed at the same time. That doesn't mean that they're
falling asleep. Okay, I was like, yes. I was questioning.
Not that they're not sharing the bed, but that they're going to bed at the same time. Somebody's not staying up to watch a sports game or Housewives or whatever. The average couple experiences an 80-minute bedtime gap. So one person is staying up an hour and 20 minutes longer than the other person on average. However, they're finding that the people who responded as like, I'm very happy in my couple, they have a much smaller bedtime gap. Mm-hmm. So the correlation is if you go to bed together, you're going to be happier together. If one person's staying up because they're the night owl, maybe that's attributing to a less happy relationship.
I've got so many things to say about this.
Okay.
I grew up, before my parents got divorced, I grew up, which was, I think I was like 7 or 8 when they got a divorce. But there were several years that obviously I have memories of that they at one point started to have different bedrooms.
Oh, yeah.
And then I could just tell. I was like, something's not right here, which meant that they definitely weren't going to bed at the same time.
Right.
I can also tell you that in my last relationship, we would have had probably the 80-minute gap that you're talking about. No joke.
Really?
And that was 7 nights a week, Taylor, because he would snore really, really bad, and I just wanted a good night's sleep. And we also didn't agree on TV. So he'd be in the living room, and I'd be in the bedroom watching my own TV, trying to fall asleep first, while he went ahead in the living room, would try to fall asleep, and then when he woke up in the middle of the night, would eventually join.
Whoa.
But I was not happy in that relationship for several years. I could tell you, me and neighbor man, we go to bed at the same time 7 nights a week. It's rare if we don't. Very rare.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, being generous here, I would say 5 out of 7 days, because if anything, he stays up in games. Even if I'm like not intending on going to bed, I'll just lay in bed and watch TikTok. But he knows that I hate that. I prefer him to come to bed. So even if he doesn't come to bed for good, he'll at least lay with me for a little bit.
Until you start snoozing?
Well, not till I'm fully asleep, but till I'm like, okay, I need to like put my phone down and try to sleep. I know. Isn't that sweet?
Well, he makes sure to have team bonding.
It is team bonding. That's so sweet.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
To share or not to share? That's the question I have today. When you are at dinner with your significant other, do you both order something different so you can share? Or do you both order something different and it's what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours? Mm-hmm. A reason I'm bringing this up is because I was waiting for my boyfriend neighbor man to get off of work, and he works in the food industry, and there was a booth behind me, and it was clearly a double date, one couple and the other couple. One couple asked that question to the other. Hey, are you both ordering separate things and that's going to be your meal? Or do you both try to order something different so you can just nibble off each other's plates? Because that's what that couple was going to do. The other couple was going to do the opposite. What's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. So I thought this was very unique, and I never really thought much about it. So I'm very curious what you would say.
I guess it's never been like a discussion, but I feel like it's an unspoken situation. It's rare that we ever would be like, oh, let's split the salmon. You know what I mean? Like, we're both going to order our own dishes. Because my boy loves to eat, okay? He does.
He's a man.
But what he does, and I don't really ask him to, but I have noticed it over, I don't know, the last couple years, is generally if I'm at a restaurant, I have like a top two things that I can't decide between. I'm like, do I want the pasta or do I want the salmon? Ooh, I can't decide. And I'll say that a million times. I can't decide which one sounds better. Oh, this, I go back and forth a lot. So he's a smart man. And normally when I decide, I'll say, okay, I'm going to do the pasta. He's going to pick the salmon because he knows that I'm going to try it.
Uh-huh. I would say neighbor man does that sometimes. Mm-hmm. There are other times where he is going in and he knows he's getting the fried chicken, or he knows he's getting, I don't know, pancakes or whatever.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to do that. I would say we don't intentionally do that, where we don't, okay, I'm going to order this, you're going to order this, and we're going to split it 50-50. We don't do that. But what he does do is that if I order the salmon and I'm like, oh my God, this is nasty. Mm. And he ordered pancakes or whatever. If he can tell I don't like my meal, he will automatically just grab the plate and start eating. And he goes, here's the pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
That man always orders the best thing off the menu. And I always end up screwing myself order over and screwing the worst option.
Mm. I want to know where you're going that you're getting salmon and pancakes.
Oh my God, we did this yesterday. Cedar Rapids Restaurant Week. We went to Trek Town Station in the Trek Village.
What time of day is it? I'm so confused.
It was like 2 in the afternoon. Or no, this is Sunday, sorry. I had ordered, they had, you know, some of the restaurants have their own specials for the week. I had gotten the blackened salmon. It was fantastic, by the way. I actually picked the best option. And he got this like berry cinnamon roll.
Oh my
and he
God.
Was like, oh, honey, your salmon is so good. So he kept nibbling off of mine. His was good, too, but the salmon was the best. It was the superior. What? Yes, we ordered.
This is the most random.
Salmon and cinnamon rolls at 2 in the afternoon. Don't ask questions. We're weird.
I'll ask you off the air. I got by a gadget and wasted my money, okay? And I need you to...
What?
Not judge me.
I fear it. Was it from like the dollar store or Five Below? Because those, they always have great gadgets and then they get me every time.
No.
Really?
No. I feel like this is kind of like, you know, back in the day, maybe you had like a parent or a grandparent that would watch QVC and they always had like the coolest gadgets. And you'd be like, that, if I had that, it would change my life.
It was a good time. A good thing for me that I didn't have a credit card or a debit card back then. Because
seriously,
they would have gotten me for everything.
Okay.
The
so-
Snuggie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm still dreaming about it. We got by an electric shower scrubber. Have you seen these things on TikTok? It's like a power drill.
Shut up. Did you get it at Aldi?
Yeah.
Because I did too. Is
Do you
it
hate
bad?
It?
I hate it.
I'm sorry. Aldi, I love you. Seriously.
No.
It's the worst.
Pink? Is it pink?
Mine's blue, but it's probably the same thing.
Oh my God. We literally bought that Sunday.
No. Okay. So that's a different one because I got this one. Maybe a month or two ago.
Does it come with the drill itself or it comes with the tool to do it?
Yeah, it came with everything. It was rechargeable. And
We almost got that one, but we got it. We ended up going for the other one that has the that you attach it to your drill.
Okay, so maybe that's better. I don't know. I'm not going to speak on that one. The one that I got is like rechargeable, has an extendable. And these things are all over TikTok, by the way. That's what's got me turned on to it was like, oh my gosh, people are making it sound so easy. Because who likes scrubbing mildew out of the shower?
It's always the bottom of the tub that gets grody.
One, I have a walk-in shower, so it's really hard to wash it. Because if you scrub too hard, you're flooding your bathroom.
You are, yeah.
You know what I mean? So me and my boyfriend Curly, when we saw this in person, we're like, oh my gosh, we should just get it. It's not crazy expensive.
No.
Like, this is going to change our lives. We're not going to have to be scrubbing on our hands and knees anymore. We got this scrub brush. It sucks. It literally, like, if you press too hard, it stops spinning. It was like whipping water all over my bathroom. It was horrendous. I got by this stupid shower scrubber.
You're making me nervous.
So now knowing that you have one, except you're attaching it to your actual drill, sounds like a safety hazard, and I can't wait.
Is it going to fly off the drill and kill us? Oh my God. Wait a minute. There's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Death
Let's have it happen.
By a shower scrubber.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.